Working off of a good surface today for racing at Sandown, Sam Holland joins us. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Nads. A bit of a windy one too, for sure. That it was windy enough this morning and it's going to pick up today. So strong northerly, good four, going stick 9.8, rails out 4 metres, 20 mils of rain, 3 mils of irrigation. It's it's showing signs of wear and tear, this track. It's obviously had a bit of a hectic schedule throughout the winter, and it's got consistent wear across just from recent racing. I mean, it's often the case on this hillside track that they spread across the track and use plenty of it, and I think that'll be the case today. And they won't get right out wide, but they will spread as they come off the bit and under pressure. But yeah, as I say, you can just see a bit of marking all the way across. It's done a good job and probably getting towards the end of it now. So looking forward to a bit of a break. With that northerly, obviously it's in their face going into the back straight and behind them in the straight. So, they'll be running a bit of time out of that 1,000-metre shoot, that's for sure.
I understand. Thank you for that, Sam. There's Sam Holland and his report on the track as we welcome in our panel. Dean Lester joins us. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nards.
How did you find this meeting at Sandown today?
Yeah, look, I was probably working towards a softer track, to be honest, but these couple of windy days have really dried it out, and we've got another drying day again. So, it sort of changed it around a little bit.
Understand. Warren Huntley is also with us. How are you, Warren?
I'm great, thanks, Nat.
What's your assessment of this meeting today?
Look, I think early in the program there's some lightly raced horses that we might see some good form to come out of. I think the back half of the program is very competitive, and yeah, I was thinking that the track would probably be more in the soft range, and there was some rain forecast today that we don't look like we're going to get as much as perhaps was originally forecast. So a little bit firmer, but it is what we're dealing with, and the wind certainly dried it out.
Okay, Trent Langscale joining us from tab.com.au. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the interest been like today?
There has been a fair bit of interest, Nadia. Usually when we've had these midweek meetings in the past couple of months, there might be a bit of activity early on the card, or perhaps the punters are just a bit wary and they'll wait till particularly the quaddy legs. But throughout the nine races, there's been good interest throughout on most of the races.
Okay, we kick things off race one. This is a 1,300-metre race, and you can take out runners 1, 4, 6, 7, 15, 19, and also number 20. A few first starters kicking off in this event. How does the market look?
Since the scratchings this morning, Nadia, Jochberg has been well back from $5.50 into now a $3.80 favourite. Approach Discreet, who was the favourite this morning, has eased from $4 to $4.60, now on the second line. One for Rocky. There's been pretty constant around the $6.50, $7 mark, currently $7. Reposition, another one that's come in a touch into $7, and a couple more in single figures. You've got Paris Showgirl 9, Smiling City 9.50, and then, well, Global Exchange is also given a reasonable chance at $10. Really open the first, Nadia, but there has been a change of favouritism this morning. Jochberg's been 5.50 into 3.80, whereas Approach Discreet has drifted from 4 to 4.60.
Okay, Dean, what have we got to work with the map?
That's a good question. We've got, I couldn't see a sort of natural leader. I think Paris Showgirl from Barrier 1 would hold its spot a bit more than it did last time. Got Global Exchange at 1,300 off what it's shown at the jump outs wouldn't be that far away. And whether horses like Smiling City and Kasimba come across from out wider, because I think they'll get across pretty quickly. So a lot of these like to settle probably midfield or a bit worse.
Okay. Look, a few of these come through very different form lines. How have you ranked them?
Yeah, I was pretty keen on Approach Discreet on Boo at Cranbourne, ran very well. It was a day it was hard to make ground, and I thought his run under those circumstances was quite good and better for that experience. Jochberg ran well after blundering the start. It certainly has to be regarded he could race a lot closer too if he begins cleanly. And the first starters, there's no real support for them, but I thought 12 Global Exchange just went through its gears nicely in a trial at Cranbourne last week, and 14 Smiling Cities jumped out well enough to be competitive here. So, you know, different form lines and unrace makes it tricky, but I thought 10 was maybe around the each way, a little bit of value. 10, 2, 12 and 14.
So we go 10 from 2, 12 and 14. What about you, Warren?
Well, I'm sure we'll disagree as we get into what looks like an even program, Nance, but I thought Approach Discreet trialled really well going into the debut performance. He sort of had to snag back during that trial and then really did work home strongly. And been outlined, it wasn't really a race that changed a lot on debut at Cranbourne. Up to 1,300 metres here, the run-in at the hillside, I think it's going to suit. Approach discreet. Jockberg, we hadn't seen him really tested in typical Hawks fashion before he got to the races, but after being slowly away, I thought he ran well, and looks like this is a good option for him, getting up slightly in distance also. Didn't really see Global Exchange tested in that recent official barrier trial, but looked to truck up really nicely, and Smiling City probably ditto from the jump outs at Flemington, just looks to cruise very nicely. Hasn't been anything flash about the time, but 1,300 metres a suitable kickoff point. Hope Dean's right. 10, 2, 12 and 14.
10 from 2, 12, 14. Both Dean and Warren going the same way in race number one. OK, let's have a look at this second event today at Sandown, and going through changes in this. There aren't any scratchings. We've got a field of 10, Trent.
There was an early ease, Nadia, this morning for Sierra Vista, who was as short as 270 out to 310, but just in the last hour has come back in the favour and is currently $2.80. Moret was a really strong firmer this morning from 460 into as short as 330. Just with that money now for Sierra Vista, Moret has just gone out of touch from 330 to 350. Similar for Made Equal, put into as short as 420, just to 440. Pedestal at 850. And then you're getting to the double figures, headed by Cavallini at 10. So after an initial drift, Sierra Vista back in the favour, a $2.80 favourite, ahead of Moret and also Made Equal, 350 and 440 respectively.
OK, so there's the market with a few chances. How does the map look, Dave?
Now, there's quite good speed here. I thought at 1,300, Cavallini would be handy closer to the inside from Barrier 1, and Golden Physician, Made Equal have got good tactical speed, and just behind them, Moret and Sierra Vista. So only a field of 10, but I would certainly say three that have got, you know, the capacity to lead, and a couple of others not far away. So speed should be okay.
Warren, what are you keen on here?
Well, ideally I'd like to see her in a maiden, Nards, but she's run well in good races, has number one, Moret, and she's better than maiden grade, and she's taking on the 64 grade here. I like the way she's trialled up, and I like the way that the race sets up for her first up at 1,300 metres. I'm not surprised she trimmed in from that $4 plus that Trent was outlining. I'm going with her at a Fiera Vista, who ran well first up on the back of some really good jump outs, and no doubt is going to win more races. She'll probably get somewhere in a forward position. I like the way she quickened down at the end of that race after really just controlling it. Pedestal's had a little break since a run behind Good and Fast, a horse that's highly regarded stablemate, and he's on a path towards some better races. That was enlisted grade at 1,600 metres, so with a little bit of a break between runs and fresh here in an easier race at 1,300 metres, I could see Pedestal being strong late. And Chevalier Dior just got into a spot where the race was getting away from her. I know it was only a modest maiden at Geelong last start, but I thought her run at Sandown previously was solid, and I'll certainly give her another chance. I think she'll get a better chance to run on her merits today. 1, 3, 2 and 8.
1 from 3, 2 and 8 in race two. How do you see this, Dave?
I'm going to go with Fiera Vista. I like the win first up. I think she gets a great run here, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Moret is the other one I'd be entertaining as a really good winning chance. It's a good race, but they're the two I really want to lean towards, and the market's probably going that way as well. 3 from 1. Pedestal freshened up back in distance, will be strong late. And Made Equal was a very good win last start, really rode a fast speed and kept going, and then had a little freshen and trialled nicely at Burren Beat last week. Might be next best, but I'd be playing the 3 and the 1 here, Nards, for some sort of result. 3, 1, 2 and 5.
So 3, 1, 2, 5 from Dean. And Warren goes 1, 3, 2 and 8 in that event. We go over to the next race, number 3, and having a look at the changes here, take out 4 and also 10, and we've got a short price favourite.
We do have, Nadia, and there was a big adjustment to the market this morning. You just touched on a couple of those scratchings there. Both Spirit of Aquata, who was riding the betting, and Evil Cry coming out. So as a result, One Ball is now an odds-on favourite. Was about as much as $1.80 an hour ago, now into $1.65. Harwon Prince at $4. Turak Cowboy has drifted from 7 to 8 this morning. Elite Legacy, the other given some sort of a chance at 10, and then Big Odds the rest there. But with a couple of scratchings, One Ball now an odds on pop, touch as much as $1.80, now $1.65.
Okay, so that's a look at us with a short price favourite there. And what type of run in transit does the fave get, Dean?
Yeah, it'd be first three, I would think. No, it's Henning from out wider, and Pau and Prince have got good tactical speed, but probably none more so than One Ball, and he'll be very prominent, I would imagine, in the running.
All right, so he is going to get a pretty good run by the sounds of it. Is he the way you're going?
Yeah, I think he's a good short price favourite, Nards. He's a really good talent. I thought he had two main rivals and they've both been scratched, so it really comes down to him being the likely winner. Turek Cowboy was given a very soft trial last week without his blinkers on at Cranbourne. The blinkers go on for race day, and he can certainly sprint well fresh, and he might be the exacter horse for me. And then Parwin Prince, who's an absolute beauty but would have preferred the softer ground, and Definia maybe next best, but I think six will win. 6, 5, 1, 2.
So we go 6 from 5, 1, and 2 there from Dean. Warren?
I was looking forward to Spirit of Carter taking him on, Nards. I thought it would have been a real contest. I see he's an acceptor for Caulfield on Saturday, Spirit of Carter, but it does create an opportunity for one ball who just looks to have real upside here. First run as a gelding, I'm going to go with 6 ahead of 5, Turek Cowboy, who can run well fresh. He's a horse that invariably does that, and as Dean outlined, he didn't have the blinkers on in a recent trial. Parwin Prince is flying, comes back to 1,000 metres here. And Credible Witness, another one. Both Parwin Prince and Credible Witness would probably be better with some sting out of the ground, but the race has been depleted by scratching 6, 5, 1 and 7.
So 6, 5, 1, 7 from Dean. Warren goes 6, 5, 1, 2 in race number 3 today. We look at the 4th. This is over 2,400 metres, and you can take out runners 10, 12 and also 13, Trent.
Nadia, I mentioned at the start that there'd been pretty good activity throughout most of the card at Sandown today. This is one of the races where there hasn't been too much happening here. You have Big Bad Baz, who is the favourite, just out of touch this morning from 340 to 360. Similar for Zenonator, the stablemate there, at $3.80 now. Varela at 460. The other galloper in single figures is Miramar, who's tightening a fraction from 550 to 5. And then it is $10 or better the rest, headed by Steel Prince. Not too much happening in the fourth here. Big Bad Baz, just the favourite at 360, ahead of Zedonator at 380.
All right, so that's a look at them in race 4. How does the map appear, Dean?
I would expect probably Darabat will go forward here. Nards, Miramar certainly will be handy, and then the likes of Barella, maybe San Remo test today, but I'm expecting Darabad probably in these coming off a jumps run, he'll still probably roll forward and find the front here.
Okay, so still going to be in a prominent position. Who do you have on top, Warren?
Look, a number of these come through the same race last time, Nards, and sometimes it's difficult to assess the relative merits of the horses, but I do think Barella's an out and out 2400 metres and perhaps beyond style of horse, and just at a crucial stage in that race at Caulfield last start, he just couldn't quite build the momentum that perhaps he needed to, because he doesn't have a lot of change-up speed. So I'm thinking that this race might structure up for him, and particularly on the hillside circuit, for him to just keep building momentum. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of Zedonator, who's been able to win his last couple and do so well. He's had the better of his stablemate, Big Bad Baz, on those occasions. I think from a different form line, Miramar's runs in Australia have been solid, and he's had the run in the distance range now. He was only narrowly beaten last start, and Big Bad Baz, as I mentioned, has just been slightly inferior to Zedonator the last couple. There's not a lot between them, but I'll put them in 4, 2, 6 and 8.
So we go 4 from 2, 6 and 8. How did you analyse this race, Dean?
Yeah, they're the four numbers that I'm thinking are going to be prominent. I think Zedonator's just really started to put it together. His last two wins have been really strong, and he can, I think, can maybe continue on his winning way. I think the switch around from that race at Caulfield might be Barella. I think Luke Nolan rides his horse best of anyone and gets him rolling, and he doesn't have any change-up, but he gets him going earlier. Big Bad Baz is racing well. He's got a good chance, and certainly Miramar had that sharp distance rise last time out and can be competitive. 2, 4, 8 and 6.
So we go 2 from 4, 8 and 6 in race 4 from Dean. 4, 2, 6, 8 from Warren. That's a look at race 4. Race number 5, this is an 1,800 metre 70, and number 11 is the scratching, Trent, and the passage has come up favourite.
One of the better supported on the card, Nadia, the passage, currently at the top at $2.50. In the last couple of hours, has been a tightening for the second elect in Eckhart, who's been 6 into 5, whereas Ocean's 14 has drifted from as short as $5.50 this morning to $7. Annunciate is also at the $7 mark, Bavur at 8. And then the last of the gallopers in single figures is Radical, who has been easy during the morning, now rated a $9 chance. Although in the fifth, one of the better supported on the card comes up, that is The Passage, who holds favouritism at $2.50.
Dean, an 1,800 metre race where there look to be a few that could settle handy.
Yeah, could do, Nards. It'll be interesting to see how the Macedon Lodge imports, how they shape up with regard to the speed map in Pourvoir and Jure. But I'm thinking the likes of Ollie the Third, Macrobius, Oceans 14 are the ones that we know will be quite prominent. Enunciate won't be that far away. So, yeah, I think ultimately they've got nearly 1,000 metres to the first turn. So, yeah, plenty of time to sort themselves out, but I think the speed ultimately will be okay.
So we've got The Passage, who comes off of a run behind Mantastic at Caulfield last time out and probably deserves to win a race. How have you gone ranking these?
He's very close to a win, and it may well be today. I was probably, as I mentioned earlier, expecting a slightly softer track, but I'm still going to back Eckhart each way. This horse has been quite unlucky. Even in his victories, he's been unlucky. He's going very well, and he'll get back. He'll probably track The Passage into the race, and he's got a good turn of foot. I think he's a good each-way bet with a really strong chance of winning. The Passage, The Danger, deserves to be favoured off that last run. Ocean's 14, maybe stepping up in trip quickly, didn't suit him last start. He was too keen. Like the wide draw for him, he seems to go better with a bit of galloping room, and four Pourvoir of the two imports, he's the stronger fancied in the market. Would have thought Ben Mellon may have had the pick of them next best. 6-9-1-4.
So we go 6 from 9-1-4. Warren?
I'm keen on The Passage, Nards. Again, a number of runners here. I would have been perhaps a little bit keener if there was a bit more sting out of the ground. But look, he's going well. He's now got to get out beyond 1,600 metres to the 1,800 metres here, but he looks to be progressing really well. The form line through Mantastic held up well, despite the fact him being beaten at Flemington on Saturday, and I'm keen on him. I think Ocean's Fulene's an interesting preparation. He jumped from 1,755 to 2,400 last start and then comes back. I'm backing his talent as much as anything else, as long as he can cope with having had that run in the longer distance range. That's the run that the Zetonator and Barella and others come through. We'll get a handle on that form earlier on. Didn't know how to line up the Williams-owned runners trained by Liam Howley, but I put Pourvoir in. He's lightly raced. He looks to have upside, and certainly the market's respecting him. And I've been batting up for Eckhart in races on the provincial circuit, and I think he measured up to a stronger race without much luck last start. He might be next best. 9-1-4-6.
So we go 9 from 1, 4 and 6 from Warren, and Dean goes 6 from 9. 1 and 4 in that event. We have a look at the next race, race 6. This is over 1,300. Take out 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 18, 19, and also number 20. Quite a few chances in the market, Trent.
That is right there, Nadia. And there was a fair bit of change this morning, particularly with the scratchings of Holy Freeze and also Star Silk. As a result of that, you have Tin Hat and I Am Queen, the top two in the betting, who have been the strong firmers during the morning. Tin Hat has been 5 into now a $3.80 favourite. I Am Queen has been 5 into $4.20. The favourite after the scratchings this morning, Clarice Cliffs, has been a drifter from 4 to 4.80. You've got Declaration of Heart, who was an emergency, has been pretty solid throughout, currently $6.50. And then a couple behind in the betting, they have been easy with the support for the top two. In the market, you have Eluded, who's been 6 out to 7, and also Aphrodite Rock, who's been 8 out to 9. That's the last of the gallopers in single figures. Big adjustment in the first leg of the quaddy here, Nadia. Tin Hat 5 into 3.80, and I Am Queen 5 into 4.20. Paris Cliffs now on the third line of betting.
Dean, how did you see the speed scenario?
Nards, I think the likely speed here is probably out wide, maybe Ruark, but the likes of Clarice Cliffs, I Am Queen, Eluded, have all got tactical speed here. So I think not a huge run to the first turn at that 1,300, so the speed should be okay.
Warren, good money here for Tin Hat this morning. He was well in commission first up from a break after trialling well.
He was, Nards, and he was wide and had to make that run out wide on the track there. Gee, I'm interested in number 15, I Am Queen here. Her debut run in New Zealand, she just took control of a race over a shorter course and dashed right away and was expected to win, started favourite on debut, had a break and came back and then didn't have a lot of luck in a stronger race and haven't seen any recent work of hers, but gee, I think she's got some talent. First run for the Sutton and Youngs, formerly with Steve Marsh over there. Tongue-tied on her, I'm going to go with 15 ahead of Tin Hat. We've got a handle on where he's headed. He's a nice horse, he ran well in his first racing preparation. You mentioned that he trialled well and he ran well. Just the race didn't shape up for him first up. I think he's the main danger. Alluded can do a few things wrong, but maybe starting to get his racing manners a little bit better in terms of settling in the run. And look, Clarice Clifts, it was only a maiden, but it was a good trial going into that, and it was quite a dominant victory. This is obviously tougher, but did win well enough to consider. But quite interested in 15 ahead of 16, 5 and 14.
Okay, so 15 from 16, 5, 14. What, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going with Tin Hat Nards. I thought probably just better for that run at Sale. He got out wide in the track, did a pretty good job, and I think will be fitter. Alluded's going well. He hasn't won this campaign, but he's going well, and he'll be up near the speed. Declaration of Hearts only had the one run for a win in a small field, but trialled well recently, and I Am Queen certainly high interest in her off the back of those two New Zealand runs, 16, 5, 17 and 15.
And then we have a look at the next race, which of course is race number 7, and having a look at the changes in this event, you can take out runners 4, 7, 14 and also number 18. Gee, a tricky race as far as the market's concerned here, Trent.
Many chances here, Nadia. Another race which was impacted with the scratching of particularly Armatier this morning. So as a result, the punters, they're just scratching their heads. There hasn't been too much happening here. You have El Phoenix, who heads the market at 5.50, Metsun at 6, Tell the Truth at 6.50, along with Moscow Red. At $8, you've got Emoji, and at $9, you've got Leatherhead and Resurge, and then it's $13 or better the rest. There really hasn't been a positive lead this morning, Nadia. Hopefully Dean and Warren, they might have had as much trouble as the punters at the moment, but currently El Phoenix is at the top of the market at $5.50 for race 7.
Does the map help us at all, Dean? Have you got them settling down?
Yeah, well, it's the biggest field of the day, Nards, and ultimately I think it'll generate a reasonable speed. Probably the likes of Metsun, All Day, Every Day, Leatherhead, Captive Hero, White Devon are the five most likely to be rolling forward, but I think they'll roll along at a generous enough speed.
All right, so the tempo does look all right in the race. Look, it's a very deep race as far as the market. What were some of the key points that you could find trying to isolate a selection?
Yeah, I'm hoping they can they go along a bit and they can run on, because I think Tell the Truth, number 6 at the each-way odds, is a reasonable bet. He's come up well. He's a horse I've always had fair bit of time for, and his two runs back have been very good, and I think 1500 on the big track suits to beat 13 Moscow Red. That was a really high pressure race at Sale, and she still found the line okay. Gets Ben Malham today, which is a plus. 16 Leatherhead, early season 3-year old, taking on these older horses, but showing ability, and Resurge, who was pretty good winning at Sale, and another early season 3-year old who shouldn't be that far from the speed. But yeah, I'd want all four running for me in the quaddie, but I'm leaning to 6 each way. 6, 13, 16, 17.
So that's a look at race number 7. Looks a tricky race. What do you like, Warren?
One of the tougher races, Nards. I'm giving Emoji another chance. I just think he maps to get a better run than he did last time at Moonee Valley. And look, he's been racing predominantly in 70 and 78 grade. The only time he's been in 64 grade recently, he had no luck at all at Pakenham after missing the kick, and then also finding trouble behind Valak, who's been in good form since. So I'm going to go with Emoji on an each-way basis. Moscow Red's been building to a victory. I've liked her two runs this preparation, and she should settle into a nice spot here. She worked home well out wide last time. Tell the Truth's racing well also. He's a horse that's come back in good order, and I think El Phoenix probably didn't have a lot of luck behind Snitzer Peg last start, and that's a good form line for this. But an even race, put them in 1, 13, 6 and 10.
So 1 from 13, 6 and 10 from Warren. We go to race 8 now. This is over 1,000 metres. Fillies and Mares 70. You can take out runners 5, 9, 12, 13, 15, 16 and also number 18, Trent.
As opposed to the previous race, Nadia, the punters have phoned in on the favourite here in Dancing Tycoon, even though they have been scratching. Dancing Tycoon opened $4.80 on Monday, was supported before scratchings were apparent, and then this morning has been at $3.40 into now $2.80. Sworn Evidence has got out of touch this morning from $3.70 to $4. Weekend Escape has come in a touch into $7 presently. Three Hearted is the last galloper in single figures at $8.50. Then you've got Rhapsody at $11 and Doc's Hero, the best of the others, at $14. One of the best supported on the card, Nadia, comes up in the eighth. where Dancing Tycoon is currently a $2.80 favourite.
So $2.80 favourite, set to resume from a break. Who goes forward, Dane?
Probably Nards. I would say the likely speedrunners are Open House from Barrier 1 and Weekend Escape from Barrier 9. I think they're the main speed element. Clearly, probably Get 'Em Hell, Doc's Hero Rhapsody, the next line. But yeah, I think they're the speed horses.
Okay, so well, that looks to be where the tempo is in the race. Let's talk a bit about tips and what have you gone for in this race, Warren?
Oh, look, I'm with Dancing Tycoon now, but gee, she's trimmed in pretty tightly now. I loved her most recent jump out. She was able to sit on the speed and run very well. And she rode the speed of her most recent run and battled on well behind Iconoclasm, who was just flying at the time at Flemington. She looks to have upside and she looks to have even maintained a little bit of residual fitness, and we know how good Mick Price is at getting them forward. On the fresh side or first up, I'm going to go with her. Get 'Em Hell was good winning on day first up at Geelong. She seems to love heading there, but she's come back in good order. She trialled well going into that. She maps well just behind the speed. Strong late will be sworn evidence, and as Dean's outlined, there's likely to be good speed in the race. So certainly with the blinkers off first up, it doesn't look like there's a, you know, this is a target race for her, and you wouldn't expect it to be, but she's got talent. She'll be strong late, and I don't mind the way her stablemate Free Harder has jumped out to resume. Another even race, put them in 7, 8, 14 and 1.
So we go 7 from 8, 14 and 1 on what does look an even race. How have you dissected this, Dean?
Yeah, it's not a race I'm that keen to get involved in, Nards, but I think sworn evidence is the best talent, and even though it's short of her best trip, I think if the brakes go her way, she's got the ability to get home and maybe win. Dancing Tycoon's, I think, well enough found in the market, but a good winning chance nonetheless. Get 'Em Hell, her second up record doesn't read that flash, but she's always gone up sharply in grade off her first up wins. This time she stays at around a benchmark 70 grade, and I think that's important to note that, you know, I think the stats could be a little bit misleading there. And 11 Weekend Escape, she doesn't have great winning culture this preparation, but what she'll do is she'll put herself in a spot to make her own luck and give a sight. But yeah, fairly even race, 14, 7, 8 and 11.
So we go 14, 7, 8 and 11 from Dean in the 8th. We look at race 9, 1300 fillies and mares rating 70. Now the scratchings are runners 4, 5, 14, 15, 18 and also number 19, Trent.
For the last here, Nadia, we have seen the exceed as the favourite. Now when we went up on Monday, it was $4 and was back into as short as $1.80, but now the money is dissipated and perhaps the $1.80 was far too short. That's what the punters are telling us. See Me Exceed is now $2.40. The main firmer this morning has been Necessary, as much as $7.50 into now a $4.20 second elect. Lady of Flanders has also tightened, not to the extent of Necessary. Lady of Flanders there at $4.80. The other galloper in single figures is Aura Cabessa at $9. Good luck, fellas. And then $13 or better the rest. See Me Exceed, as short as $1.80, now out to a $2.40 favourite. The firmer has been Necessary, as much as $7.50 into $4.20.
All right, so there's been a bit of movement in the market. How do they map, Dean?
Yeah, I think probably the emergency Roll of Thunder, Blinker's first time, one of the Waterhouse Bot stable. I think it'll be prominent. Sensation Alley, usually handy, fresh, Lost Command from an inside draw, hold its spot, and then the likes of probably Necessary, Champagne Lucy and Lady of Flanders, the next line.
What do you like?
I am tipping See Me Exceed. I think she's probably well enough found in the market. Her first up run was good. She looked the likely winner at the 200. She couldn't peg back Lady of Flanders, who's there again today. She gets a little weight advantage, etc., and maybe the added fitness. But, yeah, I think you'd want a little bit better than the $2.40. Aura Cabessa, a horse that Warren's wife Leanne and I have got little shares in, and she's going very well, this mare. We'd want them to really rock along in front, bit of a freak show in front, and she'll be hitting the line hard. I think she's got a good chance. 6, Lady of Flanders, good win first up. No reason that she won't run well again, and Josephine sees the one that's been the real hard luck story in a few of these fillies races of late, and I think she can be very competitive. 8, 12, 6 and 2.
So we go 8 from 12, 6 and 2 from Dean. What are your selections, Warren?
Widest leg of the quaddie for me, Nards, but I think the best form reference is that race that See Me Exceed and Lady Flanders went to the line together in Caulfield recently, and there was a market expectation for Seamy Exceed on that day. Thinking she might be improved with that run under the belt, but so will Lady of Flanders. I don't think there'll be a lot between them. I'll be cheering for Lorica Besser, as Dean outlined. We've got a connection there, and she's going well. Chase Schwarz Border last started in Adelaide, who then went to Flemington and won on Saturday. So that form line should be to the fore. And I like the way Roll of Thunder's coming to hand for the Waterhouse and Bott Stable. Loved the recent jump out down the back straight at Flemington in relatively quick time for the morning. I've got her in as next best, but I'm also including Necessary in McQuaddy as well. It's a really wide leap for me. 8, 6, 12 and 17.
So 8, 6, 12, 17 from Warren in race number 9. Okay, let's wrap it up. Dean, what's your best Ruffy Quaddy in your play of the day?
Look, he's going to be the shortest favourite of the day, but I think race 3, number 6, One Ball's a winner. Race 3, number 6. I think the value, maybe race 5, number 6, Eckhart for the Quaddy. First leg, 5. 15, 16, 17. Second leg, 6, 13, 16, 17. The third leg, 7, 8, 10, 11, and 14. And the last leg, 2, 6, 7, 8, and 12. And just the running double races 2 and 3, numbers 1 and 3 in the first leg into 6 only in the second leg as the play of the day.
Fingers crossed, Dean. Thanks for that and good luck.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester, what about you, Warren?
Going to make the passage, race 5, number 9, the best Nards, and race 7, number 1, Emoji, the value in an even race. Wide quaddy, certainly a day for the flexi. First leg, 5, 14, 15 and 16. Second leg, 1, 6, 10, 13 and 16. Third leg, 1, 7, 8 and 14. And home with numbers 2, 6, 7, 8, 12 and 17. With the passage being the best bet, I'm going to play a running double out of the passage as my play of the day. So races 5 and 6, first leg 9 only, second leg 15 and 16.
Wonderful, Warren. Thank you for that. And let's hope it's a winning day.
Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Huntley. And let's just go through some of those significant tab movers, Trent, on the program so far.
So the tab fixed odds movers, Nadia. We'll start with race 2 on the card and number 1, Barrett, who's been back into a $3.50 second elect behind Fiera Vista. So race 2, number 1. Then to race 5, number 9, The Passage, who's been well supported since we opened on Monday. $2.80 was that price when we went up, now $2.50. So race 5, number 9. In race 6, with the scratchings that occurred, really good support this morning for both number 16, Tin Hat, and number 15, I Am Queen there in the first leg of the quaddy. Numbers, 16 and 15 in terms of the market there. And then in race 8, Nadia, number 7, Dancing Tycoon, who's been well supported throughout from an opening price of $4.80 on Monday into now $2.80. So that is race 8, number 7 there, Dancing Tycoon. In regards to both Dean and Warren's best and value, for Dean, his best, race 3, number 6, One Ball, who's now $1.75. And his best value comes up in race 5, number 6, which is Eckhart, $5 the win, $1.80 the place. Warren, his best, race 5, number 9, The Passage. We've remarked about that, $2.50. And in race 7, number 1, Emoji, $8 the win, $2.80 the place. So I guess Warren hoping the thumbs up will work there, Nadia, for Emoji in the 7.
Okay, so that's a look at some of the changes. And we'll catch up with you in about an hour's time to go through all the significant moves in the morning. Thank you for that, Trent.
Thanks, Nadia.
There is Trent.